Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures higher across the board, up 11 cents in the December corn at 375.5, 36.5 cents higher in the November beans at $10.44, and then wheat futures in Kansas City and Chicago both up about 5 to 6 cents. July of 2015 has remained above $6 at 606.5, up 6.25 cents. And now to look at some of the technical indicators, corn remains above the 50-day moving average and near the highest level we've seen in the last 3 or 4 months. We're at 375. Back in August, we hit 380 for back-to-back days and then sold off. We're reaching levels back to the longer-term moving averages, which could provide some resistance. The fundamentals don't really back up the rally like the chart does. So we'll see going forward if anything changes. And soybeans are also above the moving average. The 50-day moving average is all the way down at $9.75. We're now at $10.44, so significantly above that. This is the highest level we've seen in 2 months for soybeans as well. And then wheat futures in Kansas City, December, right at the moving average. It seems like they're going to follow the beans and corn.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Hedge funds were big buyers across the board today. Bought about 10,000 contracts of soybeans. If you do the math, that's about 50 million bushels. Coming into today, it looked like they were short about 30 million. So now, if they did buy that many by the end of the day, they'll actually be a little bit net long futures. The next commitment of traders report, of course, will update that. Ethanol production spiked this week up to 6.559 million barrels. Quite a big jump. Ethanol stocks did plummet, though, and then profit margins increased. There's been this argument that corn demand could possibly go down and ethanol production could go down due to the fact that crude oil prices have come down. That hadn't been the case, or at least isn't reflected yet in this production report. The USDA's next government report will be November 10th as the world supply and demand. Going into that, it looks like option volatility has increased, meaning option prices, no matter what the market does, they're staying high due to the fact that added volatility and added expectation of a big market move during and after that report are priced in. And then tomorrow morning, we've got the regularly scheduled Thursday export report, expecting 700,000 to 900,000 metric tons for corn, 800 to 1.2 for beans, and 300 to 400 for wheat.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle down 102 at 166.75. February 32 lower at 167.37. November feeder cattle 60 lower at 233.05. January down 110 at 227.95. December lean hogs down 160 at 88.60. February down 125 at 88.05. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 4.5 at 606.5. 5.5, March up 5.25, and 6.11.25. December Chicago wheat 7.5 higher at 5.38.25, March up 6.5 and 5.51. December corn 10.75 higher at 3.75.25, March up 10.5 at 3.88.5. November soybeans 35 higher at 10.43, January up 34 at 10.49. December cotton, 88 higher at 65.35. March up 38 at 63.22. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.